Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Dear Santa, can I have a go-kart, a pogo stick, and a Robux gift card, please?
Dear Santa, my name is Miriam. I am 4. I've been good.
Dear Santa, a few things that I would like is basketball shoes, Tampa Bay Tom Brady t-shirt, and also a Ultimate Hot Wheels garage. Merry Christmas.
There's no doubt the pandemic has forced us to spend most of this year adjusting to a new normal. But now that it's nearly Christmas, many children around the world are doing something that feels very familiar, writing letters to Santa. After such a tough year, most of us find ourselves in a very strange holiday season. So it's understandable. Some kids may be concerned about how COVID-19 could impact one of the most anticipated rituals of the year.
Merry Christmas!
Last month, Dr. Fauci announced that the real Santa Claus is immune from the virus. But the jolly fellow posing for photos at the mall, not so lucky. And by the way, Santa thinks it might be a good idea to pause this episode until you can listen without any young children around. We don't want to ruin any of the magic. On today's episode, we look at how professional Santas are adapting to meet the needs of this unique Christmas. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. And this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction.
I usually do over 100 appearances. We have normal business appearances with business parties. We have a lot of home visits.
That's Santa. Actually, Stephen Arnold from Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm Santa Elvis for Graceland, so I go there and welcome in the Christmas season. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like Santa performers around the world, Santa Stephen is facing a very different Christmas season this year.
Graceland canceled. The parade is canceled. A lot of the corporate parties are canceled. Home visits, people are still asking whether we're willing to do them. And that's obviously a difficult question because most of us are obviously prime candidates for being sick. We're old. We're obese. We have underlying medical conditions of heart and diabetes. Not only am I at high risk, but I happen to have a wife who is immunocompromised, and I'm deathly afraid of bringing something home to her. So most of us decided to use an abundance of caution.
Some of these Santa performers are retired folks who depend on this for their income. Others just do it for the love of the season and the joy it brings children. Either way, they're determined to preserve the Christmas spirit and are now having to get creative with extra precautions.
For instance, I did the St. Jude Christmas tree lighting that I've done for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now. And I did it in a globe, snow globe, so that I was separated from everybody. I still was able to have a mic inside, wireless. I did the countdown. And then afterwards, and the tree was lit, I was in front of the tree, and the children came up to the edge of the snow globe, and the photographers or their parents took pictures. And in many cases, you can't tell that I was actually in a globe. If the reflections were right, then it was almost like I was standing normally with them.
Santa Stephen is the president and CEO of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas.
We started with roughly 250, 300 members, formally organized in 2013 and have grown ever since, every year. Right now, we're about 2,200 members. And it now, since 2016, includes women, Mrs. Clauses. And we try to provide services to our members that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to readily find. So we go into the market and negotiate with insurance companies to come up with entertainers' liability policy. We negotiate with a background check company, and we provide scholarships for Santa schools, or actually Christmas schools now.
The International Brotherhood doesn't have the authority to enforce public health measures on its members, but they've been trying to get the news out about safety precautions and also support members in making the changes they need to stay safe.
We've told them in our newsletters and on our Facebook group, that we encourage them to follow the CDC guidelines and listen to Dr. Gupta on CNN and do the right thing, because that's what's going to help us get beyond the immediate threat of the virus. We also talk about the creativity that's happening in the marketplace, and everybody is sharing it. I saw this morning on Facebook a picture of somebody that was in a parade, but they were in a hay wagon way above everybody else. They had on a mask. So not only were they separated, but they were protected.
One of the safest options for Santas and kids alike, you might guess, a virtual visit.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, we hear you now. Okay.
Oh, great. That's great. Hi, Adam.
Hi. I've got a couple things that I want a lot and some things that I want a little.
Okay. I'd be listening. I understand you wanted a Mario Lego set, though, huh?
There's a lot of different companies offering virtual visits this year, so you can schedule a video conference with Santa.
Virtual visits are not new to me, and this year I'm using howtosavechristmas.com, which is a premium service. So we've got pricing ranging from $25 for 5 minutes up to $95 for a 15-minute conversation. And all of these are actually a lot of fun, because you have an opportunity to actually have a conversation with the children that you normally wouldn't be able to have. If they stand in line for an hour or hour and a half or 2 hours and come up to your chair, hop up on your knee, and you say, "And what would you like to have for Christmas?" They tell you, and then you say, "That's nice. I'll do my best. And let's pose for a picture." And you turn and take the shot, and they're gone. With the virtual visits, I truly get a little background information from the parents ahead of time, and I can have a real in-depth conversation with the children.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. My house is great.
Yeah? You're keeping it really clean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you help?
Yeah.
That's good.
But Mom,
that's important.
At least stuff I'm good at helping.
Santa Stephen has a pretty elaborate setup for his virtual visits. He has professional lights and a microphone and an impressive backdrop.
I'm here with a workshop behind me. And I've got my lights going, including an oil lantern flickering away, and a globe here that I can show them where they are and how I get there.
Santa Stephen is pretty tech savvy, but that could be a challenge for some of the other Santas.
There's a lot of Santas who can't even use texting and telephones. So trying to use a computer or iPad and hook up a video camera and recording equipment is a real issue. And most of the companies have had training classes. We all try to mentor each other. And that's what we have to do when we have something like a challenge like this, where we need a learning curve rapidly.
There's no doubt. This promises to be a Christmas like no other, with plenty of unprecedented challenges. But Santa Stephen thinks it's more important than ever to try to preserve some of the holiday spirit.
Now, especially when we're all a little anxious and locked up in our homes for an extended period of time, and also in a general state where we can't seem to be polite to one another, and we seem to use the word hate so easily, I think that promoting what Santa is and what he represents is a positive example within the community.
2020 has been a tough year for sure, but we're all doing the best we can to try and preserve the holiday spirit regardless. Whether that's video chatting with loved ones, baking cookies, maybe volunteering with a local charity. And don't forget, we've all received an extra special early Christmas gift this year, when two COVID-19 vaccines were granted emergency use authorization. That is something to be grateful for. Finally, If you want to invite our youngest listeners back, Santa has a special message just for them.
Santa wants to assure every child that Christmas is coming. We will be there, and we will be delivering the presents. But remember, Santa makes great surprises. So, you know, you enjoyed that surprise last year. Look forward to the one we'll bring this year. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.